Today, we'd like to see the title of all the fruit in the book of Isaiah, chapter 27, verses 1 to 13. To a number of the people through MP3 or YouTube on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Question 1 and verse 1. In that day, the Lord with his severe sword, great and strong, will punish Leviathan, the fleeing serpent, Leviathan, the twisted serpent, and he will slay the reptile that is in the sea. In the context, what does it mean and what can we learn from here? Question 2. Well, let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me. What does it mean in the context, and how can we apply it to our life? Last question, verse 9. Therefore, by this, the iniquity of Jacob will be covered, and this is all the fruit of taking away his sin. When he makes all the stones of the altar like chalk stones that are beaten to dust, wooden images and incense altars shall watch them. The older fruit is the uncountable fruit. Explain it with the count of fruits in the scriptures, and what does this verse mean, and what can we learn from here? We see a timetable of a church history. Isaiah prophesied from 744 up to 695 before Christ. In 931 before Christ, Israel was divided between Israel and Judah. Israel, the northern kingdom, was conquered by Assyria in 722 before Christ. Judah, the southern kingdom, and Assyria were conquered by Babylon in 586 before Christ. When Persia conquered Babylon in 536 before Christ, Israel was allowed to return to rebuild the temple of God at Jerusalem. Israel was restored after 70 years Babylon captivity. And in the 19th century, Zionist movement to establish the nation of Israel led to buy the land of Palestine. Jews scattered of the world bought the swamp area of Sharon Plain over Megiddo Valley and desert area. In May 14, 1948, they established the state of Israel in Palestine land. They cultivate with the eucalyptus trees, citrus trees, wheat, cotton, other crops, tomatoes, cucumbers, squash, flowers, and others. The nation of Israel became an agricultural nation, and today is an industrial nation. Chapter 27. Isaiah prophesied Israel, especially the northern kingdom Israel, in light of the land of Assyria in verse 13. In the last chapter, Isaiah 26:20-21, come my people, enter your chambers and shut your doors behind you, hide yourself, as it were, for a little moment until the indignation is past. For behold, the Lord comes out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth will also disclose her blood and will no more cover her slain. Isaiah prophesied about my people, the Jews whose believers are going to be sealed. Your chambers shut doors by God for 3.5 years during the indignation, the great tribulation, in light of Revelation chapter 12, verse 6. Then the woman fled into the wilderness where she had a place prepared by God that they should feed her there 1,206 days. That's 3.5 years for Babylon calendar. In the Lord's great white throne judgment, they who are unsaved or non-believe for their iniquity, including unbelief, cast into the lake of fire, the resurrection of eternal damnation. Who those who believe it and save it are unto resurrection of everlasting life, in Revelation chapter 20, verse 15. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. In that day is from the previous chapter 26, 20, 21, that day is God's indignation or great tribulation time. The Lord, with his severe sword, great and strong, will punish the Leviathan and fleeing serpents. Leviathan, that twist serpents, and he shall slay the reptile or dragon that is in the sea. Leviathan is a piercing, fleeing, twister, and crooked serpent. The dragon is the reptile. All are symbols for Satan. Satan and all its followers are put unto the resurrection of eternal damnation at his great white throne judgment. Verse 2, in that day sing to her a vineyard of red wine. Vineyard of red wine. Here, vineyard is a symbol of Israel. So sing unto Israel. Why in verse 3? Isaiah chapter 5 verse 7. For the vineyard of the Lord of the hosts of the house of Israel and the men of Judah are his pleasant plant. He looketh for justice, but behold, a press for righteousness, but behold, a cry for help. Verse 3. I the Lord keep it, water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I keep it night and day. The Lord keeps the vineyard day and night to prevent damage. Here, vine dress is a God, unlike unbelieving Jews. John chapter 15, verse 1. I am the true vine. My Father is a vine dress. But Matthew 21, 32, 34, unbelieving Jews here. Here another parable. There was a certain landlord of God, who planted a vineyard, set a hatch around it, dug a wine press in it, built a tower, and he leased it to vine dressers, that is unbelieving Jews, and went into far away. Now when vintage time drew near harvest time, he sent his servants to the vine dress, that property, vine dress, unbelieving Jews, they might receive its fruits. Verse 4, fury is not in me. The fury or wrath of man is not in me, but wrath of God, indignation in Isaiah 26, 20, is against all unrighteousness. James 1, Romans 1, 18. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Romans chapter 1, 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness, all unrighteousness of a man who suppressed the truth in unrighteousness. Who would set briars, thorns against me in battle? Rhetorical question. Yes, God has the wrath against all unrighteousness by setting briars and thorns such as a seal, trumpet or bowl judgments at the great tribulation. I would go through them, I would burn them together. God cast all the unbelievers into the lake of fire. John 3:36. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life. He who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but wrath of God abides on him. Question 2, number 5. Or let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me. He shall make peace with me. To every believer, or in contrast to all the unbelievers in verse 4, let him take hold of my strength, he may take God's power for salvation, that he may peace with me, shall make peace with me. He, not only present time, has the peace relationship with God, so also future time as well. Verse 6, those who come, he shall cause to take root in Jacob. Those who come back to Jacob or Israel and reside there, as he shall cause, as God plants, it does so. Israel shall blossom and breed and fill the face of the world with the fruit. At the Zionist movement in the 19th century, Jews bought the deserted land in Palestine, and at the State of Israel in May 14, 1948, they cultivated the land of Israel as an agricultural land, exporting a lot of fruits to the world, especially Europe. It was fulfilled, says Supra. Verse 7, has he struck Israel as he struck those who struck him? God allowed Assyria and Babylon, the evil instrument, to punish Israel for correction. Those took Israel and Judah into captivity. The evil instrument stricken by God would be more serious than their striking Israel. Assyria fell by Babylon in 586 before Babylon fell by Persia, 536 Supra. Or as he been slain, according to slaughter, those who were slain by him, those who had his slain. So in King James Version, the active voice sentence rather than passive voice here in New King James Version doesn't make sense compared to NIV, NLT, also active voice sentence too, according to the slaughter of those who were slain by him. The evil instrument killing for slaughter to Israel would be much less than God's killing for those Assyria disappears and Babylon remains today as Iraq. Verse 8, in measure, by sending it away, you contended with it, you will debate with it. In your endurable way, God will allow Assyria to carry away Israel to you as slaves in 700 before Christ. But you will debate with the slavery. He removes it by his rough wind in the day of the east wind. God allows Assyria coming from the east to scatter Israel roughly. Verse 9, therefore, by this the iniquity of Jacob will be covered. That's question 3. And this is all the fruit of taking away his sin. This suffering from Assyria will cause their Jacob or Israel to repent his sin with all the fruit, unaccountable mind, heart, thought, or spirit. The fruit, karpo, singular, not plural, karpai, of the divine spirit is agape love. Galatians chapter 5, 22-23. The fruit of the spirit is love, joy, long-suffering, and so on. So, for example, living water, good fruit, a hundredfold fruit, much fruit. That's John chapter 7, 38-39. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. But that he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not glorified yet. Matthew 12:33. Either make the tree good, and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad, and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. Matthew chapter 13:23. But he who receives the seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears the fruit, produces some 100-fold, some 60, 30. John chapter 15, 7-8. If you abide in me, my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, you bear much fruit, so will be my disciples. All the singular, the matter of heart and standing points. Then, overtaking away, or to take away, to be forgiven. So all the fruit, either little fruit or much fruit, is proven by sin or countable fruit. Matthew chapter 7, 16. You will know them by their fruit, countable. So to man get grapes from thorn bushes and figs from thistles. All the stones of old, the dust, wooden image and incense altar not stand. He destroys the idols not to stand into dust. Not every Christian will receive his own reward according to his own labor, consistent with the volume of agape love. Not the increase which God does or allow good or evil instrument to do. 1 Corinthians 3:7-8, Matthew 25:20-23. Then neither he who planted anything, nor he who worries, but God who gives the increase. Now he who plants and he who worries are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor, not increase. Increase God. Here, example, Matthew 25:20-23. But he who had received 5 talents came brought 5 talents, increased by, saying, "The Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents beside them." His Lord said to him, "Same reward. Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over the many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord." He also, who had received 2 talents, came said, "Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents beside them." His Lord said to them, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have faithful over a few things. I will make ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord." Same reward right here. So we should focus on uncounted much love, because the counter fruits or increases given by God. Ephesus Church, Levitius Church is that example. Ephesians 2:5. "Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember therefore from where you have fallen, repent and to the first work, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place." Lampstand, in other words, Jesus, you know, to move it from that church unless you repent. Revelation 3:17. "Because you say, I am rich," you know, a lot of increase, you know, "have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and do not know you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked." Jesus really focused on the spirit. Verse 10. "Yet the fortified city will be desolate, the habitation forsaken, and left like a wilderness. There the calf will feed, and there it will be lying down and consume its branches. Despite the old fruit to take away his sin at destroying the idols." The defenced city, such as Samaria, the capital city of Israel, the northern kingdom, will be destroyed. No residents are there. The calves feed, lie down, and consume the branches of trees in the city. When its boughs are withered and they will be broken off, the women come and set them on fire. Its main branches are withered and broken off, and the women burn the branches. For it is a people of no understanding. Therefore, he who had made them will not have mercy on them, and he who formed them will show them no favor. The women are a people who don't understand why God allowed Assyria to strike Israel for repentance. In verse 4, all the unbelievers are punished merciless. It occurred within a few years after this prophecy. Verse 12, "And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord will thresh." The day when the Lord allows Assyria to strike Israel in 722 before Christ, the day will pass. From the channel of river, Euphrates River of Babylon, to brook of Egypt, gathered one by one all you children of Israel. Far later, in 536 before Christ, throughout Babylon captivity of Israel for 70 years, God gathered all the Israelites who scattered from Euphrates leave to Egypt land to return or to restore Israel by Persia, Sisupra. The 13th, so it shall be in that day, the great trumpet will be blown, they will come who are about to perish in the land of Assyria, and they who are outcast in the land of Egypt, and shall worship the Lord in the holy mount at Jerusalem. When the Israelites returned to Israel, they blew trumpet for joyful worship. Ready to perish, Israelites are able to come from Assyria and Egypt, conquered or perished by Persia, to Israel. Worship the Lord in the holy mount at Jerusalem. They are able to worship the Lord on the Mount Moriah at Jerusalem. Ezra chapter 10 to 12. When the builders of laid the foundation of the temple of God, the priests stood in their prattle with trumpet, and the Levite and sons of Asaph with cymbals to praise the Lord according to the ordinance of David, king of Israel. And they sang responsibly, praising, giving thanks to the Lord for his good, for his mercy endures forever toward Israel. Then all the people shouted with a great shout, and they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. But many of the priests and Levites and heads of father's house, all the men who had seen the first temple, wept with a loud voice when the foundation of this temple was laid before their eyes. Yet many shouted aloud for joy. So we covered all